622 1320 WILS tomorrow, right here in Lansing at the Anderson House Office Building, fifth floor Mackinac Room, the Michigan Institute for Public Policy and Social Research holding a forum on Michigan's move on immigration. One of the speakers is Stephanie Nowen, a professor at MSU's Department of Sociology and the director of the Center for Gender in Global Context. Stephanie, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, and this is what is it that's going to be discussed exactly?
Well, we are providing a context for people to understand the national picture on immigration and immigration policy, and then what specifically people need to know about immigration as it relates to Michigan.
Okay, and how does Michigan handle immigration, would you say, as a whole?
Well, you know, immigration policy itself is a federal policy, so the state of Michigan doesn't have any particular say in who comes into the country, who leaves, anything to do with naturalization or processing of visas. But what Michigan can do is provide a context that attracts immigrants that we need, particularly for our economy, and can engage in some things to help immigrants integrate into the state so that the people that do come here have an opportunity to contribute to life in Michigan and can be successful and happy and stay.
So, I mean, we certainly have a real hub, right, of Middle Eastern immigrants in the Dearborn area, one of the largest, I believe, Arab population in the country, really. Is that an example of our welcoming attitude towards immigrants?
Well, you know, I think the particular population in Dearborn has, you know, a long history. I mean, what you see with immigrant settlements are that a small number of people will come into an area drawn by usually economic opportunities or, you know, other kinds of resources, maybe, you know, good education for their children, good higher education generally attracts particularly, you know, well-educated immigrants, and so you will usually see very high levels of immigrant education around university centers like Ann Arbor and Lansing. Yeah. So we've attracted that small group of people, but then it becomes self-sustaining. So as Arab immigrants from around the world come and settle in Dearborn and the Detroit area, they create a good environment for other people to come. So the statewide context for Arab immigrants doesn't have to be particularly welcoming. I think there are some places that are better at it than others, but once a community has established itself, that process becomes self-sustaining, and then it is the immigrants who came before that welcome the newcomers in.
MSU Professor Stephanie Nowen here on WILS. When you look at here in Lansing, East Lansing, what kind of, how would you say our stance towards immigrants is in terms of how helpful we are in this area?
Well, I think this is a really good place for immigrants to come. Traditionally, we have drawn a lot of people. There's actually a small but growing population of immigrants from places like Cuba that they came as Cuban parolees. They're resettled, sort of. It's a special program specifically for people who qualify as refugees from Cuba. Okay. They found that in Miami, there's a lot of ethnic competition. It's an expensive place to live. Good jobs are not as easy to find. And so they end up getting resettled in the Lansing area, and they actually prefer it. Of course, we have a lot of resources for Arabic speakers and for people who are Arabic speakers to learn English. And so we draw a lot of people that way. And then, you know, Michigan State University in particular and related sort of high educated employers, that's a really big draw for immigrants, really from all over, but especially from Asian countries, most notably China.
Do they tend to stay after they're done even going to school? Do they really tend to stay in the area, though?
Well, you know, it depends on what kind of education they're trying to get. So for people with a bachelor's degree, they might have more opportunities to stay. If you get any sort of advanced degree, no matter where you get your degree from, particularly if it's a PhD or an MD, you're usually going to have to move anyway. But what MSU does is it provides an opportunity to hire not just, you know, people who have graduated from MSU, but people who have graduated from the best institutions all over the world. They can come and work at MSU. The FRIB, assuming that the funding continues from D.C. to support that, that's going to draw a lot of very highly educated immigrants to come to Lansing and work. And then what you see in the areas is that where there are schools that have a high proportion of highly educated people, both immigrants and native-born, the quality of those schools is very good. And so, you know, people like to stay because not only do they have this great job that they really enjoy, but the schools are really high quality. And this is one thing you see almost across the board is that immigrant parents are really looking for not just good opportunities for themselves, but good opportunities for their kids.
So, how would you grade Michigan's support of immigrants and bringing more immigrants to the state?
Well, we don't have as large and as robust an economy as some other states, but we actually do pretty well in terms of balancing economic opportunities and cost of living. So, one of the things you see in states that have long been immigrant gateways like California is that the cost of living in most places in California is so high that immigrants who came to California initially are leaving and going to nearby states to find not only good jobs, but a more affordable cost of living. So Michigan actually has a pretty good balance between those. We would attract more immigrants if our economy was larger, but it's also kind of self-sustaining in that immigrants not only tend to go where there's economic growth, but they tend to contribute to economic growth as well.
It's Stephanie Nowen, professor at MSU's Department of Sociology and the director of the Center for Gender and Global Context. Tomorrow at the Anderson House Office Building, starting at 11:30, it's a luncheon. It's a discussion, a forum on Michigan's move on immigration, and Stephanie will be taking part in that. It is brought to you by the MSU Institute for Public Policy and Social Research. Stephanie, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much.